Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just trying to decipher a lot of intel.
Yeah, it's very confusing. You get almost on everything. We're getting opposing views, so nobody knows really what's going on at all. Before we get rolling, and Larry, I'd like you to jump in anywhere you want to, but the Lord directed me this morning to look at a few things, and I've always been trying to figure out exactly what is going on with all of this. So anyway, I'm going to spend some time on this because I think it's very, very important. Where are we as America Babylon? The Trump prophecies, Kim Clement prophecies, and all of this, where, you know, they said that not only would Trump be elected, but he'll be elected for a second term, and America's going to be made great again. So we'd have to say, well, exactly what has happened then? So evidently, when you're economy has been destroyed, et cetera, et cetera, then something has happened that is counter to these prophecies. So what did happen? And why did God allow the COVID-19 pandemic, which has destroyed American freedom, ripped up the Bill of Rights, all but destroyed the economy, is destroying the middle class? And soon, according to those who watch food chains, we're going to have total famine in the land, then possibly an invasion, and then total destruction. Deuteronomy 28, the snare of Babylon. So anyway, this is heavy stuff, folks. I'm not. The Lord has never allowed me to shy away from telling the harsh truth, hard sayings. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Well, Babylon, according to the scriptures, Babylon, America's greatest nation that this world has ever seen. So that came to pass, but it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all of these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Verse 21, the Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. 22, the Lord shall smite thee with consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. So, that's the grand layout. Jeremiah 50:13. Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited. He's talking about Babylon. But shall be wholly desolate. And everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Jeremiah 50:24. I have laid a snare for thee. Thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found, also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. Now, having said that, I want to jump down here to 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is a 7:7:7. Now, what's interesting is that when Donald John Trump took his oath of office on January 20th, 2017, he was exactly 70 years old, 7 months, and 7 days from his birth to the inauguration date. A 7:7:7. Okay? 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is a 7:7:7, and it's a 5:7:7:7 on Trump. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Before we come back to this verse of scripture, we need to take a look at the election of Donald J. Trump and the prophecies of Kim Clement, now deceased, Mark Taylor, concerning how God would place Trump into power and checkmate global deep state. In other words, communist Hillary Clinton and all her minions, deep state, and their plans for world domination. They all said before the election that Donald Trump would win, that he would turn America around, take away the yoke of bondage, promote Christianity, and we would prosper. That Trump was a modern-day type of Cyrus, a benevolent king who would also be a friend to Israel and do things that would lead Israel to her third temple being built. And Trump has fulfilled all of these during his almost five years while he has been in office. Okay, now I want to go to the reverse of 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is 14:7. And we find this. Therefore, he said unto Judah, let us build these cities and make about them walls and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God, and we have sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and they prospered. Did we not, under Trump, rebuild, or at least start the rebuilding and prosper? Did we not begin rebuilding the wall? More buildings, more plants, more prosperity. So what has happened? Were we given a space to repent, space to seek the face of the Lord, and we didn't? Perhaps we could find part of the answer here in the prophecies against Babylon the Great, who is America. But further, did not the Christians vote Trump into power? Did they not say, we want a king, we want prosperity, we want our nation back? And like Israel, they wanted a human king to rule over them, not Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Number one, has there been any repentance in the land, worldly or spiritual? No. There has been no repentance. To the contrary, the Lord's people have risen up even more and gone after the fake preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophecy folks, filling their coffers with more and more money, none teaching biblical repentance. They don't even mention it. Is there any repentance in the land? And is repentance simply believing or having faith in something? No. There is no genuine repentance in America. They do not even know what it means. Jeremiah 51:7-9. Babylon has been a golden cup in the land, in the Lord's hand, that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so, she may be healed. We would have healed of Babylon. She is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go, every one, into his own country. For her judgment reacheth unto heaven, is lifted up even to the skies. So it appears, anyway, that COVID-19 is a plague that the Lord has allowed, a pestilence that has suddenly appeared, decimated our economy, all but destroyed the middle class, a wound that we have been told by the UN's World Health Organization that will be with us for a long time. It has taken away our Bill of Rights. Our Constitution has been ripped to shreds by global deep state, United Nations, World Health Organization, the CDC, and even Trump himself, who has allowed all this by declaring a national emergency, bringing in FEMA, the military, applying all of the executive orders, and bringing them to the fore. Indeed, we have actually fallen, and very suddenly. But there is another fall coming, the attack from without, the nuclear missile attacks. Indeed, that will be America Babylon's final fall. If I shut up heavens, this is 2 Chronicles 7:13 again, 13, not 14. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. And interesting. What is COVID-19? Is it not a pestilence? Has he not sent this upon his people? The church is shut down. One cannot even go to church without your governors, your mayors, or your local county people allowing it. Now let's go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, if we read carefully, it says what Peter warned us about. It is the elimination of the seeking out of God. Seek my face. We're first going to look at the word humble, because it's interesting. For if one truly did humble themselves, they would then begin to obey the Lord. The word humble means to bend the knee, to be humiliated, to vanquish, to bring down low, into subjection, under God, of course, humble themselves. Now, the other word, seek, very, very interesting, a primitive root, to search out by any method, specifically in worship or prayer, by implication, to strive after, to ask, to beg, to beseech, desire, inquire, make inquisition, procure, make a request, to seek for. Isn't that interesting, those words? What did Jesus Christ tell us to do? What did he tell us? Ask. Seek, knock, strive, labor, continue. Are we doing that? I don't think so. That's been all redacted. We now just simply believe. We simply have faith. We don't do any seeking, asking, knocking, striving, continuing. That's a work. I get told that all the time. I've been being told that for the last 28 years, that I'm a satanic preacher. I'm a liar. I bring another gospel. I bring another Christ. What did Jesus Christ tell you to do? I'm not bringing another Christ, people. I'm telling you what Jesus Christ himself said, and that's what he said. And if you won't do it, you die in your sins. It's simple. Then said Jesus, to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In verse 36, if the Son of Man, therefore, make you free, you shall be free indeed. That comes out of John chapter 8. Well, I guess we have to, all these folks that want to put Matthew back into the Old Testament and say it doesn't apply, then I guess according to this thing from John, we got to put John back into the Old Testament because what he says doesn't apply either. Folks, you have been lied to, but you will not budge. You will still cling to this, except for a very few. Notice the huge word, a conditional phrase, if ye continue in my word. A conditional particle, in case that, provided, often used in connection with other particles. In other words, if you do it, this is what the result will be. If you do not do it, you will not get the result. What did he say? The word continue. A primary verb, to stay in a given place, state, or relationship or expectancy, to abide in, to continue in, to dwell in, to endure in, be present, remain, stand, tarry. Continue in my word, he said. Then he says this, what's a disciple? He said, you will be my disciples indeed. Well, if you're not going to be doing that, you're not his disciple. You're in a delusion. You're in a deception. You're not a disciple. What is a disciple? A learner. That is a pupil, a disciple. And then he said, you will know the truth, a prolonged form of a primary verb, to know absolutely, to know absolutely, to be aware of. Wow. The word free, what does that mean? To liberate, to exempt from moral, ceremonial, or mortal liability, to deliver, to make free, to be set free. It's all conditional. What has the modern day lying preachers, teachers, and evangelists done? They've removed all of the conditional phrases. They don't exist anymore. They have substituted, just like Peter, and I'm going to read Peter to you. This is why America is going down, and we're going to go down very fast. If you believe Trump and all these other guys about, oh, they're going to release everything and it's going to go back to normal, they're lying to you. They have no, absolutely no intent to bring us back to where we were. They'll let it go for a little while. There'll be a second wave, the plague that burns, that is severely painful, the second wave. That's what's coming next for the real shutdown. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. The word indeed. Remember when Jesus said, you will be set free indeed? Really, certainly, clean indeed of a truth, verily. Peter's warning of the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists. Listen carefully to what he says. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. A heresy that's damnable is one that takes you to eternal ruin because you embraced it, you followed it, and you believed it. You would not ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, or continue. You said, I don't have to. Jesus picked up my cross. I don't have to pick anything up. All I have to do is believe. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, pick up your own cross. Follow me. We don't do that anymore. That's the only way to true repentance is to pick up your cross. Where did Jesus go? Went to Calvary. He died. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. It's all there. It's all together. Anyway, but there shall be false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, the Christians, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. They deny the Lord. Who's the Lord? Jesus Christ. Then why have the Christians and these preachers, teachers, and evangelists redacted, taken away all of the comments of the Lord Jesus Christ? All of them. They don't apply to us. They don't apply to us. What did Jesus tell you? If you hear my words and you don't do them, you're a fool. And you will go into eternal damnation. So these false preachers bring in a damnable, which means you go to hell if you embrace it, even denying or contradicting the Lord that bought them, and they shall bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many multitudes shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. What's the way of the truth? Straight gate, narrow way. Not my words. Jesus said, enter in at the straight gate. Walk the narrow way unto life. And he also said, few will do it. No, they won't do it. They'll follow the false prophets. They will say that I, Stuart, am an anathema to the church. I bring another gospel. I bring another Christ. My brother is Satan, etc., etc. I've heard this stuff for 28 years. And through covetousness, greed, they shall with feigned words, fake gospel, make merchandise of you, whose judgment of a now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Wow. Folks, you follow these people. You follow these people. They're the ones that are really popular. They're the ones on YouTube. They're the ones out there bringing in, raking in millions upon millions of dollars, living in their huge mansions. They have their own private airplanes. They have their own airports. They live like kings. And millions are following them. Revelation 3. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. What does he mean by that? They're in the body of Christ. They're Christians. Matthew chapter 7, the ones that are rejected. I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salt, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door, and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Who are these people that are rejected? They're the ones of Matthew chapter 7. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Sheep's clothing, folks, these are your Christian preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there. They're lying to you, and you have, for the most part, totally embraced everything they've said. Hate to tell you that, but that's exactly what the Bible says. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. He tells you who these people are in that one verse. Going to do a word study and you'll find out who it is. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And, of course, we know the rock is Jesus Christ himself. The rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Now, what has all this got to do with what we read in 2 Chronicles? Everything. Because the people in America aren't doing any of this. The Christian leaders, preachers, teachers, and whatnot, they have all repudiated all of this. They say it's not true. There's nothing in here that's true, they say. Modern Christians have repudiated Jesus Christ. They have refused his sayings, and thus they will be judged. For judgment first comes to the house of the Lord, and COVID-19 is only the beginning of horrific judgments that are now to come. In conclusion, Donald Trump has allowed COVID-19 to topple our Bill of Rights, shred the Constitution, has brought in martial law by another name, has brought about the near total destruction of our economic system, and it was all planned a long, long time ago. So, there you go. So you can either believe Chronicles, and, oh, that's all in the Old Testament, that doesn't apply to us. Yeah, I hate to tell you, yes, it does apply to you. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and here's the key verse, and seek my face, they will not seek God's face. They will not ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, and continue until they find the truth. Jesus said, if you would do that, you will find the truth, and the truth will set you free. Our nation, our Christians, have repudiated all of this. I get emails. I've been getting them for years and years and years. You bring another gospel. You bring another Christ. Well, okay. When you die, you're going to find out that what Jesus Christ said is exactly what he meant as you slide down the chute to eternal hellfire and ruin. You can either do what Jesus Christ told you to do, or you can give him the finger and say, no, I will not. If you say, I will not, then why in the world do you expect Jesus Christ is going to save the United States of America? I can't believe anybody's that stupid. I guess they are. Anyway, enough of that. Any comments, Larry?
Well, I was just, as you was talking all of that, I was thinking about three books that really had a lot of impact on me over the last few years, and one of them that came out was by an author by the name of William Fortune, it was called The Coming Wrath, he said the Lord told him to write, and basically it was that terrorists would infiltrate America, and they would kill your children, but I'm not going to go into that. People can read the book if they want to. And then the later book that came up a little later that really had an impact on me was by Dan Gordon, and it was called Day of the Dead, America. And it basically was an incredible warning from Israel about the infiltration by terrorists of the southern border to the U.S. and attacks inside our country at a time in the future. And then the third one that I just recently read the other day was by James Rossoni and Miranda Watson, and it's one that he felt impressed to write. It's called a Michael Stone series, and, of course, he only wrote the first book so far. It's called Traitors Within. Now, as you was reading all that, I really thought about what this book's about. This is a warning book, and, he made the comment. He said, the Trojans defeated Troy by hiding soldiers inside the belly of a wooden horse disguised as a peace officer. What if America's enemies repeated that strategy? And basically the book itself, called Traitors Within, do you hear what I'm saying, people? Traitors Within. In other words, our own government. That suddenly we would have a Trojan horse come into America. But it wouldn't look like a horse, and it wouldn't be a wooden horse. It would be a horse called Refugees. Should I say
not
more?
Not only Refugees, but also United Nations, World Health Organization, CDC. We have been filled now. Jeremiah warned us that the borders would be open, and God himself would open those borders and bring in all these so-called refugees, which were, in fact, a fifth column military operation. And once the call came out, they will rise up all over America. And we will go down from within, and then we will be attacked from without. All because the Christian leaders, preachers, teachers, and evangelists lied to the Christians. And the Christians evidently, for whatever reason, decided that that was the truth when it was an absolute lie. And therefore, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Isn't it interesting how all of this is portraying? Now, Donald Trump has been both a blessing and a delay for repentance in the United States. There hasn't been any. To the contrary, we're worse now than we ever were, because the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists don't even know what repentance is. They redacted everything Jesus Christ said to do. Well, that doesn't mean that. Couldn't possibly mean that. I've heard that even in seminars. Well, Jesus wouldn't tell us to do that. God would not require us to do that. Well, have it your way. Your economy has already been destroyed. Basically, you're locked into your homes. Where's your Bill of Rights? Where's your constitutional rights? No, I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to keep the clamp down. They've already said that's what they're going to do. People are getting restless. We're starting to have protests. These protests will lead to riots. The riots will lead to the military coming in and taking over and squash. There goes the United States. And when the invasion takes place, I have no idea. It could be any time now. particularly with what's going on in Korea. Let's get into that, Larry. What is happening over there? Then that could have deadly consequences for us.
Well, it's really an incredible mystery what's going on in North Korea, because we're getting all kind of information from different angles, and, you know, it's almost like America don't really care what's happening in North Korea. But at the same time, we're having reports of Kim Jong-un being missing and presumably dead. Paul Bagley put out information today that the Asian, I believe the Asian Times and Hong Kong News and China News was reporting that Kim was dead. Now, there are other people reporting that nothing's wrong, nothing's out of order. Kim's alive, well and alive, and et cetera, et cetera. But if that's true, why does China have an army, the PLA, an army moving towards the North Korean border? Why are we flying B-1 nuclear-capable bombers that's supported by Japanese warplanes and South Korean warplanes up to the China border along North Korea? But, the American people, they're not interested particularly. I find it, there's one thing I want to say and get your opinion, because I know a lot of people thought Donald Trump's going to come in and change everything. Well, it's kind of interesting that the only thing that changed when Donald Trump came to office was our entire government went after him, went after his throat.
Yeah,
and that included
exactly.
Congress. That included Congress. That included the Supreme Court. That included our intelligence agencies. That included the Department of Justice. That included the FBI. That included everybody. And the whole world went after him at the same time, and with no one to help. And the only people he had originally was, I think he had a lady named McFarland. He had Gorka. He had Bannon. And everybody run those off. So, really, Trump has only been surrounded for almost 4 years by deep state. I want to say that again. Surrounded by deep state. Even a lot of the military surrounding him was deep state. And so, suddenly, here just a short time ago, we had COVID-19 or the coronavirus attack, which we really do know is a biological weapon that was loosed on the United States and the whole world. And
you're being
what?
Censored?
What?
You're being censored? Your voice is coming in and out, and they're doing it on key phrases you're talking about?
Folks,
if you don't realize how far along we are on censorship, I don't know what to say to anybody anymore. I've given up on it. You won't listen. You won't hear. You won't do what Jesus Christ told you to do. Folks, you're in a matrix. You're in total lockdown. I believe part of this is the Lord himself locking you into your own homes to show you that you are in a matrix, you are locked down, and you're going to perish in your sins if you don't do what Jesus Christ said. Now, Larry is going in and out depending on what he's saying. If he says something deep state doesn't want, it all of a sudden his voice breaks up. We can still hear it. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. Now, I'm aware I'm being censored, and this is not a cell phone. This is a landline phone, but they're doing it anyway. But what I wanted to say was, if the American people look at your DOJ, your FBI, your intelligence agencies, your Congress, your Supreme Court, the whole government of the United States, did they save you from COVID-19? No. They didn't even warn you. This came without warning. What were all of those people busy doing, getting ready to lock down America and destroy Donald Trump, which in turn destroys America?
Yep. Yep, that's basically how this is going to work, folks. You've lost your nation. I hate to tell you that. You're not going to ever get it back. I don't know how long Donald Trump's going to be in power. He may have another term yet. We don't really know. Or this may be about over. And if it's about over, then I think what we're going to watch and see is revolution, rioting, military martial law. Right now we're under a medical tyranny, a medical type of martial law. Nobody elected Fossey or Debbie there, the lady. Nobody elected these people. And yet they are the ones actually ruling over 3.8 million Americans who are bowing the knee and saying, yes, 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 what must we do now? Oh, you need to go outside, turn around 10 times, and come back inside. That'll take care of it. I believe most people would do it. That's how far down we have gone. And you think that God is going to save us with the abortion rate we have? You really think God is going to extend this much longer? If he does, it'll only be because of grace, an unmerited favor of a group of his people who are so apostate that you have redacted the very words of the Lord himself and manufactured their own salvation doctrine. If you seek his face, Chronicles said, if you will humble yourselves, we're not doing either. We don't even know what the word repentance is. Have you heard the word repentance, Larry? I haven't.
No, and I do know that when this coronavirus first hit, Billy Graham had been in prayer, and he said, hey, this is some of the payback for all the abortions and the children that have been murdered over the years. And guess what? You can't even do a heart operation right now. But guess what? All across America, the abortion mill is busy killing kids because they claim that's a necessary surgery. This is evil beyond imagination.
Yep, and the people are putting up with it. They're absolutely allowing it. They're putting up with it. They won't raise even a finger. They've sold their own children into eternal ruin and slavery if the Lord does not intervene. I don't know, Larry. It's too bad. It's too bad to watch an entire nation fall. And I know I'll get a lot of hate emails from people telling me that I'm a liar and all that. Well, let me tell you folks something. Out there, you have repudiated and given the finger to the Lord Jesus Christ if you're not doing what he said to do. And you can rail and yell and scream at me all you want. You can call me any name you want. I could care less. You're going to end up in eternal hellfire and eternal ruin if you do not do what Jesus Christ told you to do. It's all the way back into the Old Testament and verified in the New. Don't listen to these fake preachers, teachers, evangelists, and prophetic scholars. Go look on their websites and see how you're saved. Oh, just say a simple prayer and you're in. Baloney. It's a lie. It's a deception. And this is why. This is why. We're being nailed to the wall in America. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. You're supposed to enter in. You're supposed to walk the way. That's how you do get judged by the Lord. We won't do it. We said no. No, we won't do it. There's nothing we can do. Anyway, we're on the verge of war. And like Larry said, why are we flying these aircraft, these advanced bombers up and down the north, the Korean Peninsula? There's something going on big time behind the scenes. We're going to be at war probably fairly soon. And anyway, Larry, thanks a lot for coming on. And folks, this is a heads up and a warning. I don't like to give these kind of warnings. But we're already been destroyed, basically, by COVID-19. Our leaders have no intentions of giving their powers back. Oh, they may relax it for a little while, but there's a reason behind it if they do, and it's not a good one. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take care. Good night now.